This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Great. Pumped about this pod, man. Let's go.
Pumped about this pod. It's a Monday. It's a look at this. Hustle harder. Here we go. 3, 2. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Monday. Welcome back. June 6th. And today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY.
TBOY. Jack, what are we working with today? First story.
Paparazzi just hit number one on the App Store charts because it's the opposite of Instagram.
Get this. You don't make your profile. Your friends make your profile.
You don't post pics. Only your friends do.
Second story, what do we got?
Jamie Dimon said there's a hurricane coming for the U.S. economy.
But hurricanes come every year, technically.
Good point. Hurricanes are part of life. For our third and final story, Super Nintendo World is a new theme park coming to California and to Florida.
Here's the deal. You ride on Mario Kart in the real world while in the fake world, but with the real world, wearing the fake world.
Warriors are gonna win!
Ace me a Mario. Jack, just a perfect mix to kick off the week.
Before we hit that wonderful mix, though.
I do love this mix.
Funny thing has been happening recently.
Yeah, get this. We've been getting recognized by listeners across the United States. It's kind of cool. We're kind of loving it.
I'll be honest, I kind of love it.
Jack, I just flew on a red eye to New York. I got recognized by a Yeti.
Awesome. I was at a beer garden, and the waiter comes over and says, this is free on the house from a bestie and Yeti.
But funny thing, besties and Yetis, this is Nick, but they think I'm Jack.
This is Jack, and they always think I'm Nick.
No, but I'm Nick. That's Jack.
I'm Jack. That's Nick.
Yeah, so this is why when Jack and I relaunched the Best One Yet podcast, the first thing we launched was a video version of this pod on YouTube.
And starting today, video of every episode is also on Spotify.
Yeah, so besties and yetis, if you're hearing the Best One Yet on Spotify, you can now watch the Best One Yet here on Spotify.
We'll give you a second. Yeah. We're right here.
Yeah, we
are. Hey there.
Hey, I'm waiting.
How you doing?
How you doing, Jack? Should we have looked at the camera?
Maybe we should. Yeah. I'm actually looking at the camera for the first time ever.
Hey, there we are. Hey.
You know that song from 1980, Nick?
Video killed the radio star?
Well, no one said anything about video killing the podcast host.
No, they did not. So today's pod and every pod here on after is now watchable on Spotify like a schmovie.
Because when we hit each story, it's a physical pursuit.
I am sweating right now. Jack, should we be wearing makeup?
Probably.
Do we move our arms way too much?
Absolutely.
But unlike guac, our video is an extra.
It's free, and it's now on Spotify, too.
Let's watch our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in a dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, because we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show.
For our first story, paparazzi just hit 5 million downloads to let your friends control your social media.
It's all part of the anti-Instagram alliance.
Okay, Jack, before we jump into T-Boy style, would you let our buddy Timmy, you know, control your Facebook profile?
I think so.
You would?
I think he'd do a fine job.
Yeah.
I mean, Timmy's out there. Do you remember one time he went to Trader Joe's, bought like $200 of groceries, and then took a picture of himself naked, but covered in his groceries?
This is why I'm hesitating a bit on giving him control of the profile. He does impressive work. In the meantime, Paparazzi, the startup, is 1 year old, worth $100 million, and already has 5 million downloads.
At one point last year, Paparazzi hit number one in the App Store charts. It beat TikTok for a week.
That deserves a trophy. You put that on the fridge, Jack.
It does. And 95% of the 5 million downloads are from people under the age of 21.
Yeah, we repeat, 95% of the users here are under 21, not even out of school.
It's like they bottled up Gen Z into like a drink and pounded it.
Yeah, so we know what you're thinking here. What is Paparazzi's business model?
The founder of the company said it best. The business model is based on a dumb idea.
And that dumb idea is how they grew so quickly. So this is what Jack and I find fascinating about Paparazzi's app. You are your friend's paparazzi, and they are your paparazzi.
That's right. With this app, you are forbidden from posting a picture of yourself.
Yeah, like Jack, you can post, but only pictures of your friends, not you.
So your profile is full of pictures, just like it is on Instagram, but you didn't take any of the pictures. Your buddy Timmy did.
So basically, Jack, you're like Julia Roberts strolling through the Cannes Film Festival without a camera.
Right, but your buddies have cameras, and they're snapping pics of you like the paparazzi, but not for some magazine. For your paparazzi account on the app.
So the way Jack and I are seeing this, it's kind of ironic because this is social media, but it's also less social media.
It's stressful not to have control of the pictures coming on your account.
But it's totally liberating to not control the pics all over your profile. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies snapping shots over at paparazzi?
The anti-Instagram alliance is growing.
Besties and yetis, we all wish we could use Instagram less, but it's really hard to use Instagram less.
Over the last year, we've seen more and more companies trying to help us use Instagram less.
What we're seeing is all these smaller apps, also for posting pictures, but not Instagram, and they are taking off.
The first anti-Instagram app is Be Real.
Yeah.
They only let you take one picture a day.
So you don't know when it's coming, but Be Real will notify you, and you have one shot to take one photo.
You have 2 minutes to take that picture and post it. Once a day, that's it.
Oh, and Jack, then there's the Holo app, which only lets you connect with people who you actually know.
It's like Instagram, but you need someone's phone number to follow or connect with someone else.
Okay, and then there's our personal favorite, the Minus app.
This is the finite social app that only gives you 100 posts for your entire life.
100 posts for the rest of your life. Choose wisely.
Gen Z isn't downloading Instagram, and millennials like Nick and me, we're trying to get off Instagram.
And of course, many are just heading to TikTok.
But there's an anti-Instagram alliance helping take attention away from the Insta empire.
For our second story, for the first time since Jack and I have been alive, the U.S. president just said he wants the economy to slow down.
An economic hurricane is forming out there somewhere.
It is, right over there.
The question is, how bad will it be?
Okay, first Friday every month, Jack and I, we got the calendar circled. Jack, what's going on?
We learned how many jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month.
And the first Friday in June, we discovered that in May, the U.S. economy added 390,000 more jobs.
That's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Here's the shocker. The president of the United States said that's too many jobs.
We repeat, in a Wall Street Journal op-ed piece, President Biden said the economy has been too hot for too long.
So to stop prices from rising so fast, we need a cooler job market and a cooler economy right now.
Okay, in fact, President Biden just said next month, he wants fewer jobs.
He wants the economy to be adding 150,000 jobs a month.
So like enough jobs, but not too many jobs.
Now, that means both our central bank and our president of these United States have said they want the economy to slow down.
Okay, we're going to have to quote George Costanza on this, Jack. There's no precedent, baby.
It's unprecedented,
no
baby.
Precedent. In our lives, Jack and I have honestly just never heard of anything but grow, 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 grow.
For decades, all the president ever talks about is we need growth, 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 the economy, the economy, the economy.
Hustle harder.
But right now, our economy is in this weird situation where there's too much money and too much demand.
And that is what's causing inflation, and that's where you see it, rising prices.
So, The president wants the economy to slow, the central bank too. We're seeing corporate America oblige.
Yeah, corporate America said, oh, okay, you want to slow down the economy? We're happy to help slow things down.
Last week, Tesla joined the club of companies that are laying people off.
Yeah, Tesla's laying off 10% of their employees, just announced on Friday.
Over at Coinbase, it's even worse. They're so worried about the economic forecast, they are rescinding job offers that they've offered people and that those people have accepted already.
So like Coinbase gave you a job, but then said, actually, you can't start and you can't work here.
Kind of messed up.
So Jack, what's the takeaway? Who are all our buddies in the economy?
A hurricane has formed. It's going to make landfall. The question is, how bad will it be?
Besties, yetis, Jamie Dimon, the wise elder of U.S. finance and CEO of JPMorgan Chase, said last week, we're due for a recession.
He pointed out that we haven't had two straight quarters of economic shrinkage, which is a recession, in 13 years.
They tend to happen every 7 years.
And you know what a recession looks like to the economy? It looks like a hurricane.
It does. So Jamie Dimon said, we got to brace ourselves for an economic hurricane.
We agree with the analogy. It's like we're looking at the forecast and there's a hurricane down there in the Gulf of Mexico.
But then here's the next question, just like a hurricane. How bad will that hurricane be?
Could this be a Superstorm Sandy, which was really, really bad and damaging?
Is this going to get downgraded to a tropical storm, whatever, that we forgot even happened?
The economic tightening is needed to stop inflation, but it's forming a hurricane.
Now the question is, how bad will that hurricane be? And now word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Nick and I got to know Vlad and Beju, the co-founders of Robinhood, when we worked there for 3 years.
And there's this one business principle we heard from them, and we honestly loved it.
ABL. Always be launching.
Always be launching. That's what keeps customers engaged, it keeps investors happy, and it keeps competitors kind of concerned.
Always be launching is also consistent with Robinhood's mission to democratize finance for all.
Yeah, not just stock trading, also options, crypto, spending, wallets, and more.
They launched a lot of stuff. And that's something we heard, we saw, and we adopted.
Yeah, this week we relaunched the podcast as the best one yet and launched a video pod right here. More to come.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
For our third and final story to kick off the week, the new Super Nintendo World is entering the fight for your Florida family vacation.
Nintendo's not a metaverse company. It's not a reverse metaverse company.
Okay, Jack, some people aren't going to like this.
No, they're not.
But Universal Studios, the lift to Disney's Uber.
I agree. It's got the number two theme park in Orlando, the number two theme park in Los Angeles. It's got number two characters.
I mean, Scooby or Mickey, who you got? Who you got?
Look, Universal's got Harry Potter and Jurassic Park. Impressive. But Disney's got Marvel and Star Wars.
Oh, and Universal Studios is actually owned by Comcast, the $200 billion cable conglomerate that still has you on hold.
Mm-hmm. So Universal Studios wants to beat Disneyland. And they've decided to go Japanese to do it.
Universal Studios Hollywood Resort is opening up a Super Nintendo World early next year.
We just got an early sneak peek of what Super Nintendo World is going to look like early next year.
And what Super Nintendo World is doing is beating Goofy to something new.
The hero product of this brand new theme park attraction, it's got to be Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart Bowser's Challenge.
That's the name of the ride. And here's what's going to happen. You and a companion are going to jump into a physical Mario Kart, just like the video game, and compete against other people who are in other physical Mario Kart.
So it's a moving roller coaster classic. You've seen them before, but there's one difference.
Instead of loop-de-loops and G-forces, this roller coaster leans into augmented reality.
Yeah, you're not just wearing a seatbelt. On this roller coaster, you're also wearing a helmet with an augmented reality screen visor.
And you have a steering wheel. And as your cart moves, the screen shows track features that you remember from the game, like Koopa Troopa Beach, going by on the left and the right.
Throwback to the dorm room. So you turn the wheel to avoid a green shell that's being thrown at your face.
And then the screen reacts to your turning of the wheel and like you go to a different area in the course.
Before you know it, you're slipping on a fake banana peel at 65 miles per hour.
This is so different than other roller coasters.
Yeah, Disney just hasn't done this yet. And that's because it relies on augmented reality.
We know your next question. And the answer is yes.
Uh-huh. Yoshi and Donkey Kong rides, they're coming next.
Oh, I thought you were asking dibs on Yoshi. Yes, you can be Yoshi.
That is so nice of you. Thank you. Great co-host. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Nintendo?
Nintendo is going reverse on the metaverse.
Yetis, ever since Zuck doth declared that the metaverse is the future, every company is racing to join.
Even Sony, Nintendo's Japanese rival, is leaning hard into their VR headset. But Nintendo's not.
No, instead of providing an escape from reality via headset, Nintendo is enhancing reality.
They are. Last month, we told you that Nintendo was doing the same thing with a new version of Wii Sports for the Switch.
Yeah, well, now Nintendo's getting you into Los Angeles and Florida to compete in a very physical experience.
All of tech and all of media is racing after Zuck's metaverse.
Well, Nintendo's racing after Wario with a red shell instead.
Nintendo sees the metaverse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go in reverse instead.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to kick off the week?
Paparazzi, it's been downloaded 5 million times. It's Instagram, but no selfies allowed.
It's part of the growing anti-Instagram alliance.
For our second story, the risk of recession, it's like the risk of a hurricane. It's there.
The question is, how bad will that hurricane be?
Our third and final story is Super Nintendo World. It opens in Hollywood early next year.
Nintendo, it's not a metaverse company. It's a reverse metaverse company. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Savannah Westwood from lovely Orlando, Florida, who sent us a bunch of facts, but I think this is her first voicemail, Jack.
I'm pushing play right now.
Let's hit it.
Hello, Nick, Jack, besties and yetis. Here is your fact for the day. Not only does Chicago do logistics, it is actually the first place where a pride parade was held. Most people know that the first Pride marches took place in 1970 to mark the first anniversary of Stonewall. New York is considered widely to be the first Pride parade. However, it actually was Chicago that had the first Pride parade, which occurred one day before New York's, which technically makes Chicago the birthplace of Pride.
They call Chicago the second city, but not in the Pride category.
There's a lot more than logistics over at Chicago. Actually, I guess parades are logistics. Like, parades are kind of the ultimate people logistics.
Of course Chicago was first to host the Pride Parade.
I feel silly we ever thought Chicago wouldn't be first to host the first Pride Parade. Happy Pride Month, besties and yetis. You look fantastic this week. And if you haven't yet, you can send in a fact, the best fact yet, a voicemail fact in a form in today's episode.
It's really easy to do. There's a link right in the episode description.
We want to hear your voice. We'll get it on the pod.
Nick and I, meantime, we'll see you tomorrow.
And before we go, congrats to bestie Jocelyn Hwang, who's traveling from Spain to Italy before she starts her dream job. There you go. That's a win.
That's two wins right there.
Celebrate that.
And congrats to Class 4 at the University of Washington's hybrid MBA program.
They've been listening to this pod every day since fall semester 2020.
And congrats to Stephen Delgado McCollum, who just got the internship at Morgan Stanley.
And Gift Chujor just got an internship at Goldman Sachs.
And congrats to LeBron from Ohio for becoming the first billionaire in pro basketball.
And happy birthday and bon anniversaire to Tucker Massad, who's celebrating over in Paris.
Happy 40th birthday to Robin Duda in Atlanta, Georgia.
And Leonardo Lima Montero, happy birthday down in Orlando.
Happy birthday to Katie Chen in San Francisco. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-ball.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney, and Nick and I both own stock of Spotify and Robinhood.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Funny little thing about the Robinhood logo.
Okay, go look at it right now. Most people, you just see a feather. Robinhood's feather and a cap. Pretty classic.
But it also looks like something else.
If you look closer, you may see an arrow pointing up to the right.
Yeah, the Robinhood logo. Nice little Easter egg in there. It's not just a feather. It also symbolizes bullishness.
There's a little arrow in there. If markets are up or down, it's nice to be optimistic.
We always love that little detail in the Robinhood logo.
Honestly, it's all about the little things in life.
If you're not on Robinhood yet, want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast. Molly's like, do you guys do that every episode? Nick's like, Jack decides to do it like 3 out of 4 episodes.
I assume you make a length choice.
I kind of do, but it's like, it's really arbitrary.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.